So it'll play out how it plays out, really. The network will decide what's valuable and what's not.
Welcome back, guys. Molly, give us a rundown.
Am I doing this agenda really quickly?
You're going to have to, because we're watching.
We're going to watch the prize, yeah.
Almost hit.
Before I get
into it. Are we opening it live on the pod, break 60?
60K.
That'll be a mega event.
Right.
Until it bounces hard off 60.
Go. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you read it before it hits 60K?
Well, shut up, yes. Okay, welcome back. Like and subscribe. Agenda time. Nigeria, blocking access to exchanges. A marathon mystery. Adam Back's email history with Satoshi Nakamoto. Reddit, but what? I feel under so much pressure right now.
Yeah.
Reddit.
It's weird that you've changed your voice to like a robot. Just because you're under pressure.
I know, so much pressure. You see me nervously playing with his pen on the table. Reddit, they bought Bitcoin, their excess cash. Elizabeth Warren, Luke Dash Jr., seeking volunteers. El Salvador, KYC and AML laws. BlackRock. And forecasting on Bitcoin, or forecatting on Bitcoin.
Junior accountants on Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yeah, well done, Molly. The price is still below 60.
Oh, okay. So really, I could have gone in.
Oh, I know what we should do. This podcast should only last as long as it's below 60.
What?
We cut it off. It's a hard cut. So Mikey could put
$50 off.
Mikey could put a live price on. I can't see that.
$30 off.
Oh my gosh.
We're about to hit.
When was it last at 60K? That'd be awesome.
Completely years ago now.
No.
Is it this one here you're looking at? That
yeah.
Yeah. Like this, you got to overlay an explosion. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
$6
off.
As soon as it touches it. Oh, you know what?
$6?
This is terrible.
$4?
Did that touch it?
Very close. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is terrible podcast content.
I'm not even showing this crap.
No, we don't hear about
the change. You'll have to show something.
I can show them that. That looks nice still.
Okay. Let's crack on. Cool.
Okay.
We should be more blasé about the price, by the way.
We don't care about it, but this
we don't care about it, but we're all there watching you going,
yeah. That was the joke.
Okay. Okay, well, on to price. Price updates. Last episode's price was 51K. Live price, nearly 60K. High since last price. Since last episode is this. Current price. So we're
up. A good week.
Pretty much 60K at the minute.
Up nearly 10K.
Great. Nice to be back at that price.
Cool.
Moving on.
Okay, we're just going to let the screen. Oh, well, you got my hammer as well. I got told off by the guys upstairs. What was it called again?
A gavel.
Gavel.
Yeah.
Well, the hammer. The gavel's the thing you hit, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus. We've literally talked about this for 10 minutes.
No, I think a gavel is a type of hammer.
No. I just said, can I borrow the hammer? And they all turned at me and went, gavel.
Gavel, a small hammer. I thought it was the thing you hit.
No, it just hits the surface.
You owe everyone an apology.
But gavel and hammer.
Right, moving on.
No.
Enough of this conversation.
Small wooden hammer.
Right, fine. I said move on.
I'll spend the whole pod talking about the gavel.
And the price.
Someone said in the Twitter comments that I read that you do need to update your gavel.
Update,
because, people said it. You need a new one. It's not loud enough.
Okay.
We could get a Bitcoin gavel.
Get a big one. Big orange gavel.
I expect next week to have a better gavel, please.
Okay. Right. It is pathetic, isn't it?
Right, let's get on with this topic.
Nigeria, they blocked access to Coinbase, Kraken and Binance as the Naira falls to record lows.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Next. So they're trying to stop the outflow of their own currency, right?
The outflow and just a secondary currency speculation market, isn't it? Which there very much has been traditionally in Nigeria. You've got like the government rate and then the free market rate, essentially.
Call it the black market rate, I think, as well. Which is I think it's a government-driven thing, though, isn't it? To make it sound like it's dodgy.
What's Nigerian inflation been like? Is everyone getting seriously devalued?
Well, they just halved it, didn't they? For the second time in 8 months. We talked about that last week,
Yesterday as well. Yeah, I saw something on... I don't know, I saw something on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Take Twitter as
They definitely did it like 2 weeks ago.
That's a good source.
So everyone's savings in Nigeria being eroded. And the government will let people find an alternative.
And they're not
seem fair, does it?
It doesn't. The government are obviously doing it to try and protect their own currency, and it's not an attack on Bitcoin necessarily, is it? This is an attack on, or it's a defensive move, should we call it?
Yeah,
on an attack, I think.
Mm-hmm.
but that has obviously implications of negative to people.
Trying to eradicate this speculative, black market rate, and then kind of encourage foreign money into the country rather than out of the country.
Mm. So IMF forecasts a possible 35% depreciation of Naira in 24. So that's significant. So everyone's savings, I presume no one's saving in it.
But that's why they all want access to Tether, for example.
Yeah, you read a lot in terms of economies where there is huge inflation of currencies, where you can pick other strategies. You might buy, a lot of people buy bricks for houses. You might see a lot of partially built buildings in a lot of countries with high inflation, because actually they work as a store of value. You're better to buy a brick today than saving up to try and buy a whole house. So that's why you see steady workflows.
Yeah. But with the emergence of crypto and Tether, it's never been easier to access that kind of US dollar, which obviously the government not happy about.
Yeah, I don't even know what to comment on it around.
So what do they do? Just lock an IP? How do they do it?
Yeah, they talk to the Nigerian ISPs or whatever and told them to block the websites.
But VPNs, I assume, will be able to get around that anyway if needed. So I'm sure there'll be ways around that.
Right.
And obviously, non-custodial is also a way around that. So if you can physically, people have already got access to it from VPN or from wherever.
Yeah.
It's non-custodial. And
there's been a few P2P offerings that have kind of refused and kind of seen inflow of that. Which is cool, yeah. No ones
with Ray Youssef pushing that.
Right.
He's standing strong against it, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go. Moving on. Okay, mystery solved. Marathon were just testing their new private mempool service for non-standard transactions.
What was the initial mystery?
I don't know. I was just about to, what was the mystery?
Oh, the mystery was...
Zach did share this in the main chat, but, you know.
Well, we share a lot in the
main chat.
There was...
that's still the frame what the mystery was.
There was these non-standard transactions being included in blocks mined by Marathon. By non-standard, I mean, if you look at the screen there, there were a load of outputs for just one Satoshi.
Oh.
And there were 9,990 outputs. So it was mystery solved. It was Marathon's new kind of product where they are offering kind of off-chain transaction submission service for these not very much aimed at these non-standard transactions to essentially get around policy rules. So Bitcoin has policy rules and consensus rules. So policy rules is where the nodes abide by it. So if I create a transaction, if it fails the policy rules, my node won't give it to other nodes, so then it won't end up in a block. So non-standard transactions like this one, so very large ones, violate policy rules. So if someone's tried to submit that transaction just through their node, it'd never get broadcast. But to go around that, they're offering this service because it doesn't break consensus rules. It's still a valid Bitcoin transaction. So they're offering this service very much aimed at these non-standard transactions to get them included in blocks.
It must be the fact that they've
very much will be like kind of your ordinal minting and all that kind of stuff.
And that's preparation for bull run ordinals.
Yeah, it kind of is a complete pie in the face to Luke Dash and that, who want to introduce this filtering kind of thing into Bitcoin. This bypasses it entirely and just goes straight to the mining pool.
What does it do for the block itself? Is it fill the block with stuff with a low transaction reward or anything? So is it just the payout for the miner? Is that in any way diminished?
Be both of that. It doesn't matter.
That's
the point is it's getting... it's unconventional transactions,
yes,
big or small.
This one you'll see massive transactions included in the blocks, which is what the mystery was initially. So if you go back to the first tweet, Mike, you can see a visual representation there of the block. Go back, that's the block, and each square is a transaction. So you see the size of some of those are very much non-standard.
And the one there was were the one sat transactions, a load of them, obviously wouldn't be able to be spent again. So they're now lost effectively.
They're unspendable, but they're taking up block space. And traditionally, they wouldn't have been able to get in a block due to the node, the policy rules I was talking about. But now they can by going straight to Marathon because they don't. They still abide by consensus rules.
What do you mean as unspendable when that's
the minimum spend on an. Even in, what is it now? Is it
I don't know off the top of my head.
It was 100, or was it 140 sats or whatever it was? It's there's a figure basically that But not even Core Wallet, for example, wouldn't necessarily be able to spend from anything below a certain threshold.
They're underspendable because of that, and because they haven't locked them up to a spendable address. I think they've just basically burned them, essentially. Yeah. That's why it says unknown next to each other, rather than like an actual address.
So is this not, if you scale that then, and there becomes a lot of transactions like that, is that not slightly deflationary for Bitcoin itself? Because you're basically increasing the amount.
Only by a couple of sats.
The scale would have to be humongous, but people wouldn't necessarily
do it. They're doing it to show it's an unconventional transaction.
Ever so controversial, obviously, whether you consider these kind of transactions spam and kind of bypassing the policy rules.
Where are you sitting on that?
I probably see them as spam. I'm not a fan of them, but I'm very much aware it's Bitcoin. People can do what they want. I can't stop them from doing this. So it'll play out how it plays out, really. The network will decide what's valuable and what's not.
Yeah, I think I agree. The point of Bitcoin is you can't stop people doing what they're doing, so you just let them crack on, and eventually the market will decide in the direction.
Order from the free market. Very Hayek. Perfectly. So,
move on.
We could have gone on to Austrian economics there.
You just try and go Hayek and now.
Hayek. We're reading Road to Serfdom. If anyone wants to join us.
Yeah.
We read the Genesis book, which is very focused. There's a lot of Hayek in it. So we're going down the Hayek hole.
I heard about that. You started the book club, but not invited anybody.
It's kind of an underground
book club.
Yeah. It's book club we're meant to be starting again.
No. Because you limited it too much by just doing audiobooks.
I didn't limit it.
Audiobooks.
I
don't know who's told you about the secret book club that's been started without under your.
But there's only two people in it. Four?
That's four.
Four. Have they actually read the Genesis book as well?
Well, the boy here hasn't read Genesis.
Read it. So it's a book club that no one's actually started.
Road to Serfdom.
I'm just telling people what I'm reading. But Road to Serfdom at the moment. Anyway.
All right.
Sorry.
Come on, sorry, we're $30 away from 60K. I'm paying attention.
Next.
Right. Adam Back's complete email history with Satoshi Nakamoto has been entered into court records.
This is cool just because, so Adam Bax and Marty's.
Hang on.
$20?
$1.
Who was that? End the pod. Pod finishes at 60.
Right.
See you later.
You see the wall disappear?
See you later.
It's crazy.
Did it get eaten?
The wall just vanished, yeah. Someone just pulled it.
Right, we don't care about the price anymore, anyway.
Oh, okay. Adam Bax.
So this is Adam Bax and Marty. I always forget his second name. Both of their emails with Satoshi have kind of been...
How many emails are we talking?
Released 100 plus from Marty, I think.
Is this what Rizzo just keeps tweeting?
As a handful.
Yeah, that is his tweet.
To me, it's more interesting, though, because it's just more insight into Satoshi and his communication and kind of...
Yeah, me and you've been talking about the fact that these, like, the cyberpunk stuff, and it's from this Genesis book where my knowledge comes from, not necessarily these emails, but the fact that they come up with such, like, groundbreaking stuff, like Hashcash, and I'm back emailed out to the emailing list and the cyberpunk's emailing list, and was largely ignored.
Yeah.
back to him.
Means that we're talking about
response. I was like, what? What has he just done?
Yeah.
He's given, like, fucking...
People don't realize it. I think there's no excitement and no realization. Means that saying about it with Satoshi's emails to Adam, and Adam's basically saying, was it about four emails deep or something? Adam's replying, "Sorry, still I got around to reading it."
These groundbreaking things, hash caches and all the hashing bit. Yeah. There's no one's. It's just what that means is just absolutely completely.
Even on Adam's point, he then just ignored it for years after that.
Yeah. Sorry, I've not went the right bit.
But she read it in hindsight, but left it for 3 years and then came back.
The ones from Marty were interesting because that was, for those that don't know, the Marty guy was actually the first guy apart from Satoshi to write code.
But is there anything we don't know in terms of this from these emails?
One thing we don't know is that they had a donor that Satoshi knew and organized. So there's talks about Satoshi getting a $3,600 donation sent to Marty.
They put cash in his bank account, didn't they? I think was the thing.
I think they mailed him cash. It didn't really say.
It said about putting cash at the bank, I think.
Satoshi asked Marty for his postal address to send
Cash.
Yeah.
Said about someone about.
Well, maybe cash. I haven't read them all. To be fair,
I'm kind of with Jack Mallers on all of this. Do you see his tweet the other day?
No. We saw about a million others saying the same thing before that. Yeah, I agree.
What did he say?
You catch up there. 3 days, 4 days later.
I feel like he was just saying, discouraging any sort of witch hunting to try and buy back.
I think it was Jameson was pushing heavy for that when it was all first coming out as well. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple of them saying, just stop.
Don't make this a thing.
You're never going to get people to stop. I said about the documentary on Netflix recently, with the D.B. Cooper. And it's like still people looking for D.B. Cooper, and it's like a mystery in America of who is D.B. Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, it's like from the
D.B. Cooper is some, that's one of the best heist things ever.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anyone else got hurt. Forget me if I'm wrong, but
Well, they don't know if he got hurt, because they just know, is he alive or not? Nobody knows.
For the listeners, you've got to give us a summary of what D.B. Cooper is.
D.B. Cooper
for
is...
For me, you've got to give us...
Do you not, have you heard the story of D.B.
No.
He pops up in films and TV series and like Prison Break, if you ever watched that.
Yeah, character and stuff.
He basically...
Imagine if Satoshi and D.B. Cooper are the same guy.
I think it'd be a challenge. D.B. Cooper must be about 90 if he's still alive now. Cool. So he basically hijacked a plane back in the, was it the 60s?
Or early 71.
71. Hijacked an airplane, but he did it in a non-violent way, should we say. Got on the plane, wrote a note to the air hostess. She sat down with him. They landed the plane, got everybody off the plane, and then the FBI brought him, was it something like... $400,000.
He landed a plane.
No, they landed the plane.
Oh, okay.
He got everybody off except the two pilots, himself and the air hostess. Then they took off again with the money that the FBI had given. Went off with the money in the four or five parachutes, I think he asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Went off, and then he jumped out of the plane with a parachute.
At some point.
Kind of above California way for people.
He specifically hijacked a plane that had a rear opening, so that it just happened. In the 70s, they did have those. And they asked the pilots just to open it, and then no one saw when he jumped. So he has a huge search area of like when he might have exited the plane. And everyone said he might have perished on the fall, but no one knows.
They had the cash. Some of the cash was then later found years later at a riverbank sort of thing.
Someone was buried, wasn't it, I think?
It was buried in the sand that they found, yeah.
Yeah, but it would have been buried by time, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The tide would have buried it.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, there's a lot of the money obviously not been found, just a small amount of it was, and the rest of it's never been found. Yeah. So it's like he never actually spent the money, in theory. But yeah, or it maybe he did and it's just got lost in the midst of things. But everybody still, they have a meet-up in, it's in, is it... what's the state of it? It's near Seattle, isn't it? Just below Seattle, above California.
Well, they're still
they have a meetup to celebrate. They have in the area, yeah. They have a yearly D.B. Cooper Day, and they go to the
North
and do it. And they still try and figure out who he is and stuff. D.B. Cooper Marley.
Wow.
I think it's the same day every year at this place. But
private site.
The point is, they're still like, was that 60 years ago now? Whatever it is, 50 years ago? 50 years ago, still searching for this guy. It's a mystery. People love a mystery.
It's the intrigue, isn't it? The intrigue, like you say. So you think that could become the Satoshi intrigue?
Yeah,
people not a doubt, like these emails. It's just like an extra, a new clue that people can get excited about.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think definitely there's... but yeah, from my point of view, it's cool to see they had a donor back then that actually helped them out hosting, you know, paying for hosting and stuff. Without that, it could have not have taken off as much as it has.
Mm-hmm. I also would... debate, was it actually a donor?
Well, yeah, I said that to Dave. It could have just been
his own, but he just said it's a donor just in case they're trying to trace the money back in or anything. So you would say it's a donor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he's just withdrawn that cash out of the bank and sent the cash. You would have a withdrawal statement from that particular date in time. So, I would imagine.
You never know.
Oh, I had lots to talk about on that as well.
I thought we're time restricted on this podcast.
Yeah, we are.
Right, so move on.
60, what's that now?
Right, Reddit.
61,000 it went to the
front. Did it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
About the 60,000, 200-ish.
Okay. This gets to my last point.
Well, do you want to leave that as your last point, or do you want to say
no?
Okay. Right, Reddit invested excess cash into Bitcoin.
Yeah, I only flagged this because I realised how underpaid I am as a CEO of a
company. What's our CEO get?
Is it $195 million last year?
You've only been paid $190
for a company that doesn't make profit and had to ask for donations to the site and he's paying himself with it. Wow. Check how much it is,
Mikey. Yeah, Mikey, while you're there, just check how much head of marketing's getting paid.
Yeah, but profit and revenue are well. Completely different things.
They don't have head of marketing, I don't think.
I mean, I wouldn't lose walk at your 10 million a year, Danny.
No, no, I ain't. 39. You can suck that up. But it's just, it was nuts. The more thing was just, it's crazy that they're doing an IPO, obviously, so information's coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
193 million.
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
They were asking for donations like that same mm-hmm. time he was getting paid that. I'm sure they were asking for like, people to donate because they were struggling to fund it. It's crazy.
Is it paid in stock options or anything like that? What is it? It won't be.
Possibly could be, but...
It won't be cash. Still, it's a bit package, won't it?
Still a package and a half, isn't it? I'll take that.
Yeah, but, the company kind of... Is it not inseparable from that CEO? Is he not the founder?
No.
Hmm?
No.
He's not the founder?
No, he's a new one.
Come on.
Exactly. There you go. Says it all.
It runs itself, doesn't it?
It's like all the people that run Reddit as well, like the moderators for the Reddit forums.
They're the real...
Yeah, they're what keeps it alive.
The real guys. Definitely. Yeah.
Right.
They keep it running.
Yeah, that does seem a bit high.
A little bit high.
Yeah, but these are things they probably wanted to keep hidden and now.
IPO is showing them.
But is it a CEO to get the IPO over the line?
Don't
you know, like one of those specialists?
Don't know. The main thing of this topic anyway was that they put...
That you weren't paid.
They bought Bitcoin.
Did they say how much? Sorry, I didn't see this.
I think it did actually, yeah.
It didn't in this statement, I think, that was out here.
I didn't.
It just said they were putting excess reserves into Bitcoin and Ether.
Yeah.
Was it not dated back for... They've been doing it a few years?
No, it was November, I think, or December, just gone.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. It was November, December.
Year ended December 22.
As of December 31st, we did not hold digital assets other than Bitcoin and Ether here for treasury purposes.
They accepted it as donations, did they, mm-hmm. but didn't buy it for the balance sheet until 2023.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Nice.
Big company buying Bitcoin. Private company, sorry, quickly. Private company buying Bitcoin, which you will not know a lot of.
That's what I was about to say. That. This is only public because of the IPO.
Because they are becoming public.
I wonder who, how... We know
there's
there
well, we know there's lots of other private companies that may or may not be our customers that buy Bitcoin to their balance sheet.
It's the big American ones that intrigue me.
Or some of ours are big UK ones, private,
mm-hmm.
that hold Bitcoin on their balance sheet. It happens in the background, people just not aware of it.
So we name one?
No.
I imagine. It would be cool.
Not allowed to hang up.
It would spin a wheel, see if we have to name one.
Very cool.
Right.
It wouldn't be cool.
No, it wouldn't be cool. That's...
Elizabeth Warren tweets about big banks disproportionately closing Muslim bank accounts.
Okay. Well, so Elizabeth Warren and her crypto army or something like that.
Mm.
She had
a crypto army.
I think she had a
anti-crypto army.
Yeah. She's very against Bitcoin and crypto, which obviously helps people with moving money around
and not having accounts closed. And yeah. Hypocritically now saying stop doing that, even though we've been moaning about that our industry's been pushing back on that for decades.
Yeah, it's the Bitcoin will solve this issue when politicians like that anti-Bitcoin positions,
which you can see from the comments. I think as well that it's not just like Bitcoin solves this, it's like, hang on, our industry's been, and other industries as well out there, have been dealing with that for years, and she's just ignored it and doesn't care. Why all of a sudden is she saying it for this particular, Muslim Americans and other communities just touched on? Why all of a sudden is that on now her agenda? Mm. So is there a bigger, for me, there's a bigger agenda here. There's something going on. She's doing it to drum up support.
And they're all playing the political game.
It's just policy, isn't it, I think?
It's just bullshit. She's just only saying it to drum up support for herself, for a community and a group of people. She doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Chop that one up, Mikey. Elizabeth Warren doesn't care about the people.
Hey, on the subject of that, you saw your clip got clipped up and put on Twitter. Yeah. You were slagging off. Was it Coinbase?
It was Dave. I just...
The enemy.
I like the Spanish dub.
That was very...
I saw a Spanish dub version.
I didn't actually see that.
Yeah, it's good.
Who was in Spanish? You?
All Danny of us. And everyone.
Nice.
All of us. It was quite good.
Danny sounded better in Spanish.
It wasn't my voice, so of course it sounded better.
No. Yeah. More understandable. I don't even speak Spanish.
Right. Luke Dash Jr. is seeking volunteers to help with 133 pull requests.
Right, is that a lot of pull requests?
Dave, don't I tag you on this?
I'm stepping up. I'm willing to help as a non-dev.
So this should be more of a shout-out to anyone else that wants to help, wants to get involved in Bitcoin.
Dave's doing it. Yeah. Join Dave.
Come help.
Come in, help with some of the pull requests, just reviewing. Yeah. It's just reviewing.
Did our man put in how you can help in terms of Bitcoin Core? Did he do a how-to guide?
We've got a couple of how-to guides.
So we have got a how-to. Can we link to a how-to guide so that people can...
That was like to do a proper pull request and make changes, yeah.
This is for the Bit Prepo, so the Bitcoin Improvement Proposals.
Right.
So when anyone wants to make a change, a big change, they submit a BIP to go through. And then there's just loads of those pending that need reviewing, essentially.
Okay.
But there's a certain format BIPs have to be in. So Luke Dash is saying, like, even if you can just go in and make sure they're in this certain format. Yeah.
So it just screams a how-to guide would be useful for people. But do you need...
Guide is separate.
I know, like, for that bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think there was talk that you don't need... I think it doesn't even require developer skills, as Luke Dash Jr. says. Do you think that's... Can someone that only knows small amount actually enter that world and help out?
Someone with a small amount, maybe you. No.
I thought that's where it was going.
Yeah. I'm not having that.
He's right in you don't need to be a developer as such, but you will need at least GitHub knowledge and how to edit and do things. So there's a little bit to learn.
Mm-hmm. Could you potentially do more damage than good, or is it?
Work?
Could you?
100%.
Wait.
Take down the Bitcoin network.
I could wade in there and go,
I've
made some progress, Luke.
Matt did exactly that, didn't he?
Yeah,
he did first one a few years back.
What went wrong?
And his first pull request on Bitcoin, it was rebasing, wasn't it? And it was...
He was updating the documentation on how to tell people how to rebase properly.
Mm-hmm.
He then subsequently failed to rebase properly when he tried to submit it.
Okay. Had to get someone to step in.
Quite ironic.
It was very ironic.
Quite ironic. Yeah, see, that's the sort of mistake I don't want.
But you can't mess anything.
Is that why you just annoy a few people? Twitter account.
It was funny though.
Right.
But that's a shout out, I guess, to help Luke and help Bitcoin Core devs and everybody out there. Just if people do want to help out, there's a way there to go and help out. You'll have to go and do a little bit of reading, but...
Where would you start?
It's a thankless task, isn't it?
Where do you even start?
You'd go to the BIP repo on GitHub.
Oh, so I could go. I mean, going there would be hard enough, I think, for me.
Do you know what I said?
If I found myself in there, I'd be like, what the heck?
Okay, let's experiment.
John Travolta.
Stood there
I'll be there.
Let's do a test. What would your first step be?
To do what?
Go to the GitHub for the bit.
I'd literally be Googling GitHub to get onto GitHub.
Yeah, then what would you do?
Google's Google first.
Yeah,
opens in Net Explorer.
What do you want? Then I'm in GitHub.
Go on, Mike. Redo what he's saying there and see if we can get
it. Yeah, just do it.
But this is the problem.
Highlighting the problem.
You as devs are all like,
we're highlighting the problem.
It's like,
right. Google GitHub.
I don't.
Right, so he's
talking about how to spell it.
GitHub isn't my world, is it?
Right, so go to GitHub. Yeah, you want to click on GitHub?
Right.
I run GitHub.
Right.
Are we going to
search or jump to? See, I'm already... I'd have to have a play around here.
Bitcoin.
It's not obvious to me.
You need to create a GitHub account.
Yeah. I think I've got about 5. The amount of times I've played around with it. Honestly.
He doesn't know how they work, is it?
Yeah.
He's forgetting his password.
Yeah. Instead of logging in,
GitHub UX isn't easy if you're a non...
No.
GitHub user. All your devs, I know you'd use it a lot. Yeah, you're like, this is brilliant.
Like I say, it was any kind of skill set, isn't it? Using Excel.
UX is easy until you use it, I guess. Mm. You've got to learn it every time. So
my first point of call, probably an Udemy course on
how to use
GitHub. And then hopefully you'll go from there.
You can go slash tabs out, open to Udemy.
Yeah. It would be like that. I don't know. You don't know.
Go to the Bitcoin price, gives it up.
You look at that page, you're just like... This
think
is
all why you're doing this, Dave. The pull requests keep going up.
I know. Time
Luke Dash Jr. is crying for help.
And just then search.
Get the boot camp. Paid. Yeah.
Actually, I'd heard search by cheapest normally.
He's a junior accountant.
Built by price.
But this is what people have to do. Get a boot camp. I'd start there. That'd be my first point of call.
Should we move on?
Mm-hmm. All right. So we've helped no one.
Help, please. There's no chance we're going to get through that before the end of it. We need to be out in 10 minutes.
Well, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
El Salvador apparently ramping up their KYC and AML laws.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Only cropped up yesterday.
So did this come from John Attack?
What were the KYC AML laws before? Nothing.
I don't know. I think it could have been nothing. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not sure myself.
So now, John Attack's personally experienced, like, any kind of payments over $200 requiring ID. And then, he's found the actual legislation that came in.
It's any purchases over $200.
Sorry, any
interaction with, like, a VASP then?
Yeah, basically putting KYC onto, with limits onto VASPs, which is what the rest of the world is doing. Mm-hmm. But because they've been, like, Bitcoin country and place to go, they've attracted lots of Bitcoiners who've gone as an easy...
Have they all got slightly blinded to think that KYC and AML will never catch them up anywhere in the world?
I think so. Which is why a lot of them have gone there, I think. And that's why they're all annoyed now, because they've introduced KYC and they're like, oh, we're not going to do this. We're going to leave and go somewhere else.
But I presume for El Salvador to interact with anyone in the rest of the world, they would have to have that.
I imagine it's...
Fortunately.
Pressure from IMF and so on, which will probably force that.
Yeah. Any other country trading with
Max Kaiser's reaction on this?
No, because he's living over there.
Yeah. Loads of people. Very pro with Kelly, isn't he?
Right.
I think they were saying as well, because it's not necessarily like Bukele that's maybe... We don't know still yet who's done what here, but it doesn't have to be Bukele that's pushed this. It could be the financial regulator that is theoretically independent to Bukele in that sense. Mm-hmm. And they have decided to push this because they're getting pressure from elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So it could be literally, Bukele might not want that, but it has to happen because of pressures from elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. 1 hour ago, he's still tweeting about El Salvador. It's Max. Just
not commenting on it.
This is artwork.
Doesn't even look like AI. It looks like someone who's done it.
Keep it all that.
I think that is.
Could be Google's AI.
Gemini, yeah.
He does it himself.
That's a white woman there. It's not going to be Gemini.
Good point.
Interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Okay. BlackRock calls for 28% Bitcoin allocation in portfolios.
Was it BlackRock? They haven't released anything like this, have they?
It was an analyst.
It was an analyst at a BlackRock conference.
Yeah. It was a BlackRock analyst.
Yeah. Quant.
Quant. Term. Yeah.
It's from the Big Short film, uses a quant. Mm. Quantitative.
Use your quant. So yeah, it was one of them, like Dave's saying, yeah.
Mm. It was a conservative figure as well, he said.
So they moved from 1% to 28%.
Mm. They moved, it was 1% a couple of years ago, then it was like was it 2 to 3%, or then went to 4%, and then all of a sudden we've jumped to 28%.
I love to see the maths involved in 28% of, like,
why is it not 100?
If what the quant maths is.
Just put,
he's just throwing a dartboard and
didn't want to go 30 too high. Mm. Didn't want to go below 25. Oh, 28.
Yeah. Eric seems skeptical.
I like all those that saying it appears the quant's math was off by 72%.
But yeah, it is what it is. Isn't interesting though, they're pushing that number
high. I mean, they want it high because they want people to buy their ETF.
Now they have an ETF product.
It's all self-satisfying and fulfilling, isn't it?
Do you think next year they'll bring out a higher number?
Yeah. You just don't believe anyone.
Mm. Just, you've got to do what's right for you, for your own portfolio and your own
Agreements. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you listen to anyone?
Do your own research.
Yeah.
Why would you listen to 28% from BlackRock? Why wouldn't you have 100%? Why wouldn't you have 0%? It's up to you.
Yep.
You do you.
Right. Dave, junior accountant, forecasting on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So Dave,
that's why we brought this up.
Because you've just been promoted to junior accountant, haven't you? So
congratulations to me. I was just highlighting the fact that some of the troubles that you have sometimes cash flow forecasting when there's an awful lot of your balance sheet's in Bitcoin and it's moving so rapidly upwards. So it kind of, I'm trying to think of a similar synonym, but like, so you do a bit of work and then obviously if your balance, you've got to revalue your balance sheet to see what positions you're into, but then Bitcoin can do this to you. So basically I'm busy forecasting, a lot of my work just gets rubbed out for a bit and we make new plans. And
this is really your excuse for you not doing
busy
work.
Forecasting. No, I just wondered if anyone else is in the same boat. I was trying to think, but it happens, doesn't it? Mm. It's quite a nice problem to have right now.
Any other junior accountants have that same problem?
Yeah, how are the other juniors coping with it? But
it's really just a moan from you, isn't it?
No, it's, yeah, but it's
your job so hard.
No, it's not that. It's just like, if you, we're advocating people putting Bitcoin on the balance sheet, right? But people haven't seen such gains on their balance sheet. If you are new to Bitcoin and you are putting Bitcoin in your balance sheet, you're revaluing every month. So your balance sheet looks very different when this sort of thing happens, which in a nice way.
At time periods, it looks different.
Yeah, it does. So we're going through the particularly, old period right now with the ETFs. So it is unique to this time period. And that, for the last 12 months, has been pretty, steady way for Bitcoin, really, hasn't it? But it's just interesting.
There's going to be a problem for you then for the next year or so.
It brings an extra... You've got to be dynamic. You've got to be slightly more...
You know, they call you Dynamic Dave.
Yeah, they should do. But
who's they?
I don't know.
A lot of people do. I've heard it before. Dynamic Dave. And you've got to be dynamic now.
I like it, yeah. It reminds me actually of talking to Dave's. Did Dave get in touch?
Dave who?
Portnoy.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
He's probably in it, Dave. I'll message him again. He's doing too many pizza reviews.
He's
got a new dog now.
Look at the price since the last one. He's messed up already.
Yeah. No, he didn't get in touch.
You could have been there advising him and helping.
Right, that's it. That's all the agenda.
Cool.
TurboPod.
Nice.
Nothing else to add?
No, I was trying to think of the ones. Nothing else to add.
Any mining updates?
Oh, crikey.
Off the top of my head, I think there's been a few blocks since. So
we got a bit blasé about it now.
Too many blocks.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Very poor ending to a pod.
As always.
Yeah.
Boom. See you later.
Didn't even do peace.
Cheers, guys. Peace.